A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Pilate said to the Jews, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said, "Then you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord. It was just in less than 100 years ago, in 1925 to be exact, that the Pope initiated this feast of Christ the King. And it always evokes in our minds the witness of the great martyrs throughout history who suffered at the hands of governments, of the Cristero freedom fighters in Mexico, which was going on at the time. The Mexican government in the late teens had turned viciously atheistic and anti-Christian and began to persecute the church, expel bishops and priests, put them to death, close down the churches. And a group of freedom fighters rose up and organized. They were called the Cristeros. And their battle cry was, "Long live Christ the King." And that was what many of them shouted out as they were faced the firing squad. Soon after that, the Holy Father asked the Cristeros to lay down their arms and make peace. And despite the promises of amnesty, the government rounded them all up and executed them. But the Holy Father at the time was concerned about all the different governments of the world. They had just finished the Great War, World War I, a war like no other war in all of human history, where so many nations, even in different continents, were all involved in the same war. It was the most horrific war the world had ever seen. And they used to call it the war to end all wars. Well, would that were so. We've seen so many since then. But it was the arrogance of power that led to that great war of leaders in different countries who didn't see their responsibility as anything but assertion of power and advantage, that might makes right. And they had no moral compass at all. That led to the Holy Father proclaiming this feast to remind us all that there's only one king, one true king, Jesus Christ. And all the leaders of the earth need to submit to him, to his reign of justice, of love, of peace. And if we would, we would have a just society, and we would spread that kingdom here on earth. All throughout the scriptures and in the readings today, we see this theme of Christ as King. In the first reading from the book of Daniel, it refers to the Son of Man, a title that Jesus used frequently when referring to himself. And often it's interpreted as, well, that's a title that emphasizes the true humanity of Jesus. And that's true. But it also, in the book of Daniel, talks about this Son of Man coming on the cloud in glory to render judgment on the world. And we believe that he will return at the end of time for that. The response to the Psalms reminded us that the Lord is King and he is robed in majesty. And from the book of Revelation, we see he's the King of Kings, the ruler of all the kings. No matter how arrogant or independent they may feel themselves, their power is limited. It's temporary. And the Lord is King forever. And then the gospel presents us that trial where Jesus is being judged by a human king, Pontius Pilate, having been turned over to him. And to get Pilate's attention, they say he has claimed to be the king of the Jews, which is not something Jesus called himself. But it would be a threat to Pilate. So Pilate questions Jesus, "Are you really a king?" And Jesus says his kingdom is not of this world. We believe that as soon as we die, there's a particular judgment. Our lives are judged and our fate for eternity is sealed. No, either we go to heaven or we go to hell. Temporarily, we may be in purgatory if we die in the state of grace, and we need to be purified of our sin. But the scriptures teaches us, and the church has always taught us, that there's also a general judgment at the end of time, when this Son of Man, Jesus Christ, King of the universe, comes again. And he will judge all the nations. And he will render his judgment on all the institutions and all those networks of power. And he will initiate his kingdom of justice, of love, and of peace. Everyone will be subject to judgment by the king. Jesus says, "My kingdom is not of this world," but we need to understand this properly. In another place, he'll remind us that the kingdom of God is within you. See, his kingdom, by his coming into the world, has already begun in the hearts and the souls of those who believe in Jesus, who accept him as king. And that kingdom is supposed to spread throughout the world. We know that we'll never create a utopia on this earth, but every baptized Christian is called to build a kingdom out insofar as he can, to spread the teaching of Jesus, to bring people in conformity with that king. And yet it's true that his kingdom is not from this world. It's a kingdom from on high. As the preface to the offertory prayer today is going to say, it's a kingdom of justice, a kingdom of peace, a kingdom of love. But Jesus here tells us, or he tells Pilate, "For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." There can be no real justice without truth. The only justice Pilate knew was the justice that comes across by power, domination, imposing his will. But true justice comes from adherence to the truth. There can be no real love without truth. Love descends into sentimentality and emotion if it's not supported by the truth. And there can be no real peace without the truth. It's just a cessation of hostility, a temporary truce. But real peace comes when we all adhere to the truth about ourselves. And that applies to us in our individual lives and in governments and in the world. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. And the question for us all is, do we belong to the truth? Do you hear that voice of Jesus speaking the truth in your heart? Are we more like Pilate, who see power and domination as the way forward, to put ourselves first? Or are we ruled by the truth that comes from Jesus Christ? Do we listen for the voice of Jesus in our conscience? If we do, that kingdom will grow in our hearts, in the hearts of others. And even if we fail at building out a kingdom in a society of justice and peace, He will bring it about at the end of time. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.